Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, folks. Here was kind of my idea. We all just heard from Dan Quinn. They're practicing now. This is going to be a short practice. Don't be alarmed if you hear from Jaden Daniels in about an hour. I love Dan Quinn's line when he called the players in for a meeting, and he's like, all right, we're going to flip everything upside down. We're going to practice at night. We're going to lift at midnight. And he said the players are kind of looking at him. He's just like, I'm just BSing. Everything stays the exact same.
You don't change up things if what you did all year got you here. And he understood that.
I think you try to keep it light, right, and just recognize, yo, this is the playoffs now, but we still do what we do because that's what got us here.
Yeah. Most you've heard people say, well, yeah, we changed up everything. We knew it. And then they end up losing. But the best of the best do exactly what they've done all year because you know what you're doing. You get better work that way. And then, you know, he wanted to mess with him a little bit. He does that with him a lot. Jokes his butt off.
Dude, as he should.
But, like, you know, that dude's like that all the time, man.
He's done it throughout the season.
Yeah.
So keep doing it now.
When I walked off that plane coming home that night, Sunday night, he was the same dude chilling right there waiting. I think he was waiting for his wife to come down. He was still, you know, cool as hell.
I think it's you don't – it's a relatively simple concept. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I recognize that a lot of these games have been wild finishes, but at some point when you prepare for that and you do it week after week, it becomes part of who you are.
Wild finishes that ended up like you wanted them to.
Here's my thought, B. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. I think we open them up, and it's a relatively simple concept here. 800-636-1067. Everybody yells at me, I don't open the phones enough. We're going to do it right now. We're just doing a wild card weekend vibe check.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
How are your vibes as the Commanders? Yo, we're getting there now. 4 months ago today, Washington lost to Tampa 37-20. Dan Quinn has now reiterated it a few times. They were the better team that day. They got us pretty good. Mm-hmm. If you go back and look, it was 37-14 with 8 minutes to play in the fourth. Washington was able to get a late score. Maybe that makes it look a little better. Maybe it doesn't matter. But Tampa was really good that day.
Yeah.
This Washington team, very different from what they were then. We're checking in on the vibes. We're 3 days out from this game. Sunday Night Football. The nation is watching. 800-636-1067. Landfill, I start with you. Wild card weekend vibe check. How you feeling?
I feel good. I think that this... the team is better than they were in week one when they first played the Bucks. That was just them, you know, getting used to the new team, Jaden getting used to the NFL. But I think when Jaden is playing well, you know, this offense can put up 35, 40 points in a game. And I think when hearing Quinn say that Lattimore is looking good, looking like he's going to be able to play, that gives me a hell of a lot more confidence in the secondary to actually stop somebody. I feel good.
I like that. If Lamphill feels good, man. I mean, that's
Lamphill feels good.
The chief BSologist. And dude, the Lattimore stuff is important. I think Biadasz is equally important, but I don't think we have the same questions with Biadasz. I very much think last week was a preventative measure with Biadasz. Let's get him some rest, mm-hmm. and he'll be good to go for Tampa. Lattimore's been a lot more volatile.
Yeah.
And if you get him back, and Lattimore's out there dressed for practice. Now, this is a walkthrough, so don't build too much into that, but he is out there. Biadasz also out there. They're just going to stretch and walk through stuff.
Hit all markers.
Hit all the markers, baby.
You've been hitting them so far. I don't think you're going to mess them up in the walkthrough.
Hitting them lolos in the corners. Jeffrey, I don't know if you're answering phones or not, so forgive me if you are, but I am curious about a Jeff Walker vibe check going into Wild Card Weekend.
Ayo, JP.
Vibes are high.
Vibes are high. Hey, B. Mitch, you got some
pants from the time you played and some shoulder pads. I think
Jeff,
I'm gonna
you can't fit my pants. Dog, I think I'm gonna be sitting. Huge, dog.
I'm going to be watching that game in full gear on Sunday. I got a helmet.
Nah, dog, don't do that.
Dog, I'm ready. I'm look. I can't make it to the game because I got a DJ. But I'm gonna be like a rally cap. I'm gonna be at the front of my TV, face painted, mask on. Let's go. We really gonna make some strides this year, baby.
Jeff, what's higher, your wild card weekend vibes or you Friday night at midnight?
The vibes, baby. The vibes. We've been waiting for this. I don't think it's nothing that I could drink, that I could roll up, that I could do, that has me as excited for the game Sunday. It's nothing I could do. Like this game is this.
Jeff,
is
if
just
you're
a
this
natural,
excited, you might not want to wear tight football pants, dog.
Yeah, man.
That shows everything.
Especially mine, Jeff. Y'all don't know,
no,
bro.
No, I swear every touchdown we score, I may run down my street in just full equipment, full sprint to the end of the corner and walk back breathing.
Nah, bro, don't do that because somebody's going to make a phone call. You're going to be dressed in all white in a paddy wagon.
Yeah, dude, I feel like in your neighborhood you might get attacked, honestly.
Nah, my neighborhood is pretty normal.
Oh, we got a fiend out here. All right, Jeff's vibes are high. Let's check the phones. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines open. Let's start with our guy, Devon in Rockville. D,
what's
how
up,
are
brother?
The vibes, buddy?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, fellas. Y'all already know, man. I'm high as Georgia Pine over here, man. I'm in football heaven, man. Couldn't ask for nothing more, man. And like Coach just said, people might say we're the underdogs. People might say this and that, but we're here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like Jeff. I ain't running. I ain't doing all that. But I'm gonna be right in front of my TV. I'm gonna have my father over. Mitch, you know my dad. I invited him over to the crib. Invited my aunt, my nephew. We all Commander fans. My lady, son. We all Commander fans. We just here to enjoy it. Win, lose, or draw, man. But I think we're gonna win, man. So let's go, man. I can't wait. Sunday can't get here fast enough, and we get to chill and watch everything unravel. And we the last button up of the first round. Man, we asked for this, right? As fans, we asked for this.
Devon, to that point, I wanted to just say what DQ said in his presser. This team has earned this right to fight,
hell
and
yeah.
We're going to fight like hell.
Hell yeah!
There's no guarantee what happens, but they belong here. This is not 7-9 winning a division.
And for all the callers that's about to call in, DQ also said we're going to play well this weekend.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Great call, D. Thanks, buddy. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, how are the vibes, buddy?
Vibes are really high, guys. I got to tell you, I got a big group. We go to Vegas every year for the first round of the playoffs, and we're all Skins fans. And this is the first year we get to go root for our boys instead of rooting for all the other games.
Go.
So we got about 25 of us leave tomorrow and come back Tuesday, and our vibes are all high.
I like it, man.
Oh, that's going to be some special stuff right there in Vegas, boy.
Yes, go sir. To the same place Greg went to in Vegas.
Yeah.
Vibes will be super high.
Jordan.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Vibe check. Wild card weekend. We're getting some tweets. This dude's name is Can I Borrow a Dollar? He says, my vibe is great going to Tampa Bay. This isn't the same team from the season opener. Just need to clean up the stupid penalties and keep Jaden upright. And Cliff has to call a perfect game, has to be balanced, and keep the D on their heels. A lot of folks, a lot of comments, a lot of excitement. Our guy Drew is on line four. What up, DC?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch. Vibe is super high. I'm about 45 minutes from the airport in Tampa. Going to pick up my wife who's coming down. The game ends at 0-0, but the pregame starting this afternoon. So
damn.
We'll be going.
Drew's vibes are like a dead show in 1978
right now.
Drew,
like, hey, I'm starting the day. Hell with that.
Have fun, DC. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Take care. Bring me a win.
Sure. couple important comments from the chat I thought I should highlight here. Strizzy says that Jeff smokes mids, and Seer Titus Jones says Jupe smells like the inside of B. Mitch's hat. I just, you know, we got to make sure the important stuff.
My ass smell good. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Strizzy.
Gets out there.
Strizzy, I'm starting to not like you, dude.
Nah, that was.
You try to crack a little
bit.
That
was Titus that said that.
Titus tried to crack too much. I'm about to touch you, Titus.
Uh-oh. Charlie's at College Park. What, Jeff?
Hey, all my stuff is straight up the right way, punk. So don't be trying to play that game with
Jeff,
me.
Jeff, you mad you smoke mids?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Charlie, how are the vibes, buddy?
Well, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, bud.
Okay, I'm on my cell. I act funky sometimes. My vibes are cautiously optimistic. I try to be a realist. And the reason I'm saying cautiously, I don't look for them to win this game, except for the fact they are a much different team than they were the first game. They're much different. And the thing is, people like Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, and Terry McLaurin are always, always going to show up. I know they'll be up for the game. This team is different. They're more mature, and they're fired up. Thing is, they haven't been able to run the ball recently. They haven't stopped the run, and they're not getting to the passer. You can't let Baker Mayfield sit back there and get Mike Evans all the time. I don't care about Lattimore. He's not hardly played. Everybody thinks he's the savior. Let's see what happens. They run the football more. They can win. They can match anybody, but they've got to play much better than they have been lately. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate you, buddy. My guy Ryan on Twitter posted a picture of himself. The vibes look high. He says, vibes are off the charts right now. Even had to color coordinate the air fresheners. Huh? He says, the vibes are starting to feel like the Gibbs 2.0 era. Right. That's also the last time they won a playoff game.
Been a while.
Chris Cooley, Sean Taylor, Santana Moss. I just saw Tana over there. Just seeing Tana, I'm like, man, they might win this weekend.
That's one of the most ridiculous facts. The last time they won a playoff game was the Gibbs 2.0 era, which was like 17 years ago.
Dude, I've said this, and people always think it's in jest, and there's a level of seriousness to this. I think when all is said and done, and I guess it is all said and done because he now lives on a boat maybe outside of Singapore or something. Mm-hmm. The high point of the Dan Snyder era is undoubtedly that Joe Gibbs was able to go to the playoffs twice and win a game.
Yeah,
I think if you stack up Joe Gibbs' whole career, his whole NFL career, the fact that he was able to win a playoff game under Dan Snyder's ownership may be more impressive than the Super Bowls. Nobody else could do that. Somebody wins a Super Bowl every year. Only one dude could win a playoff game for damn Dan.
If you had a kid when the last time they won a playoff game, it's a college student now.
Dude, they're almost legally drinking.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Lawrence is on the Beltway. Lawrence, vibe check.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I hope you guys are doing well. Man, my vibe is high, man. We're going to win this game. I want to just share something with you. I watched a clip of Marcus Mariota and Jaden Daniels. Jaden was down getting some air. He told him, get up, get your air, you know, use your God-given ability, go win us the game. He did just that. Then the next week, Mariota did the same. He practiced what he preached. That tells me that there's leadership in that locker room that wasn't there and it was developing on the first week. I think we win this game. That's all I got to say, fellas. You guys wonderful day, man.
Appreciate you, bud. Great call right there. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Vibe check wild card weekend, 800-636-1067. Ricky's at Capitol Heights. What up, Rick?
What's going on, fellas?
What's
man,
up, Rick?
Man, look, I was like 4 or 5 years old last time that I experienced. I didn't even experience it. I don't even remember it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like being able to experience this. It's just a whole different feeling, man. I've been cheering on Bums for the last 20 years, man. It just feels good to actually see this team do something and really be able to, like, make this city proud. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different vibe, man. I'm ready.
All right. Thank you, bud.
He kind of had that Tanner cadence that he's talking about.
Yeah, a little bit. Very chill. yo, Jeff, maybe you can help me here. This dude – Chris England on Twitter wants me to connect him to the dude that just called in about going to watch the games in Vegas. What was that? Was that Mike in Ashburn?
Whoever called and said we're going to Vegas, there's a Commander's Bar out there in Vegas.
Is there?
And they throw huge parties every time.
Where is it?
I got to find the exact name of it because I've been talking to these guys. They've been hitting me and online and all
Jackson's
that stuff.
Bar and Grill?
No, that's not what, Jackson's.
That's what
I'm going to find the
says.
Name of it.
Yeah, man. Whatever city you're in, if you're in D.C., what's the best bar to go watch? Do they have a rally probably at MGM
National
Harbor?
Probably
one will
be at the Taps. At Taps, I know they normally do one there.
Yeah. Get with your friends this weekend. It's a lot of fun to do it. Let's check in with Vinny and Seat Pleasant. Vinny, how the vibes, buddy? It's Wild Card Weekend.
Fellas, what's going on? One time for the one time. The vibes are super high. My team is flying high. My quarterback is riding high. Hell, I might even get high. Shoot, man, we looking so good.
As long as it's high, it's good, huh, baby?
You know, I appreciate this very, 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 very great season. And I told you guys, man, we two games away. The NFC Championship is coming. I'm looking for that sounder, boys. I'm looking for that sounder. I told y'all, we got a team that will fight, fight, fight until we can't fight anymore. All hail to the Commanders. Thank you to the fan base. Thank you to JP. Thank you for B. Mitch. Thank you to Landini. Thank you to my man, Jeff. I love all y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. Hell, man. Hell, let's do it.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Great call right there. We're going to keep the phone lines open, hell, the rest of the hour. Executive decision. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's a simple question. How are the vibes going into Wild Card Weekend? Here's what we know. Marshawn Lattimore is practicing. Tyler Biadasz is practicing. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is practicing. I got this one from Ty Rhythms on Twitter. B, you ready for this?
Yo.
The vibes are higher than Aaron Rodgers on a trip to Egypt to find himself. I like that. That's higher than Jeff vibes.
Aaron like beaming himself.
I'm so high, me and God dapping. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Let's go to my guy Cairo in Ashburn. What up, Cairo?
Hey, yo, can you hear me?
We got you, brother.
All right, cool. Sorry, I dropped my phone in the ice a little bit. My bad. But, yeah, vibes are real high. This will be the first time, hopefully, that my dad and I can watch the Skins actually win a playoff game. It'd be really nice to get this one this weekend. But regardless of that, you know, even if we don't win, the needle's moving up, and it looks like it's going to stay moving up. And I just want to say thank you, JP, B. Mitch, and everyone involved that's been covering the Commanders and Washington football throughout this whole thing. I can't imagine how hard it was to sit there and listen to dumb answers for however many years. So thank you very much for all the work you put in to this team, for the fan base. So thank you all very much.
Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, thanks for the call, Cairo. Here's what we're going to do.
It is rewarding now, I can tell you that.
It feels good.
Hell.
It feels good. Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Vibe check Wednesday before Wild Card Sunday. Bucks Commanders, Sunday Night Football, National Jaden, no fading Jaden. We're taking your calls. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel is celebrating with a great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets for the same game for a chance at even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we get to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but that's also 5 chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not bad. You can go get it. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live out in Ashburn, VA. We've opened these phone lines up, man.
Yeah.
Where are all the people in the chat that always give me grief that I don't take their calls? Phone lines are open. Call. Deb and DC Dave, whoever else it is, Strizzy, call. Telling you. Folks that are on the lines, get first choice. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, how the vibes for Wild Card Weekend? Jupe.
Hey, man, I'm super high. I'm so high. I'm talking to Jesus right now. We good. We about to get this W, man. Like, Eckler back in the fold. We got Crowder coming along. And I feel like that playbook is about to open up some more. We're going to see some new things. Remember what I told y'all on that bye week? We was coming in this play. We're going to sweep these games and coming in had like some hot pockets. So get your hot pockets ready, fellas. We about to get this W, man. I feel like we really about to ball out in this playoff. And my last thought is Jeff looks like a poor man's version of Suge Knight. That's all I got for you, fellas.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, Jeffrey.
Nah, that's
good. That'd actually be a really good Halloween costume.
Man, I just got called O'Shea. What's Ice Cube's son last name?
Ice Cube's real name? O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah, I just got called O'Shea on the internet. Everybody got ball jokes today. We talking about vibe checks. Keep the Commanders on your head.
That's funny. You do look like whoever just sent this tweet to us, you do kind of look like that.
That's the name Ice Cube's son. That's O'Shea Jackson.
That's his son? Wow, yes. That looks like him. What's the name of the place in Vegas?
Steiner's Nevada-style pub, and it's on Buffalo.
There you go. Steiner's Nevada-style pub in Vegas is the place to be for the Commanders game, whoever was looking
for
that.
They got a lot of TVs.
It's Vegas, man. They better have TVs.
Yep.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the phone line. How confident are we feeling? What are the vibes for Wild Card Weekend? Let's go to Terrell and Bowie.
Redskins always, baby. Redskins always feel real good. Be Mitch, Philly, Jeff, Landini. Redskins always, man. It's been a long time coming, waiting for this. It feel good to have a good quarterback, have a good front office, have a good owner, have a good team now. We just need to feel good about this, embrace it, enjoy it, and love it. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming, and I'm just feeling good about it, man. Can't wait for Sunday night. Can't wait for Sunday night. There's more to come right after this. Whether we win, lose, or draw, but I'm feeling like we're going to win. Everybody got to take it in and feel that win and get that win. Redskins always.
All right, bro. Got you, brother.
I like that call.
He sounded like Leslie Shepard to me.
A little bit.
I thought that. I said, bro, dude just called this out just like you.
I like that call. Redskins always, dude. And all the things we all wanted for so long, owner, coach, GM, quarterback.
Got it.
They're all here.
Got it.
It's funny how things can change fairly quickly, man. Stuart is in Virginia. Stu, how the vibes, dude? How you feeling going into Wild Card Weekend?
I feel good, guys. How are y'all today?
We good,
brother. We're good, buddy.
Good deal. Man, I tell you, I've been a fan for over 50 years, I tell you, and there's a lot of ups and downs. But I tell you, this year is really – I don't know, man. It's just been magical, you know. Took my son to a couple games, and just excitement on his and his eyes, you know. It's just been incredible, man. So, you know, Sunday night, I just think our guys are going to be determined. They're going to be focused, you know, and they're going to look to the left, look to the right, look behind them, and say, "I'm not letting you down. We're going to do this." And it's just such a great, great feeling, man. You know, and I don't want to stay on here too long. I want to give the other callers a chance, but I do want to leave you with this. Be Mitch of the Hall of Fame's got to happen, got to happen. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the call. You know what's funny, dude, is I imagine, like, there are radio professionals that would tell me that the check is not the right way to handle this, and we should throw some, like, controversial statement. I'm just saying, like, they'd be like, no, say, you know, provide a divisive question and you'll get calls on both sides. I don't want that. Not today. Like, it's Wild Card Weekend, man. Feel good.
Listen, I don't buy that crap. I buy you.
I'm not saying anybody said that.
No, I'm just saying,
like, in general,
things are going great. You put out stuff about what's going great.
Like, you watch the yelling shows. They're never just like, hey, man, the Houston Rockets are off to a good season. It's like, find a divisive topic, take opposite sides, scream at each other.
So
I don't want that. If you do that, you may turn off
the people that want to be positive.
Right.
So, nah, you do what's right.
If you're nervous about this weekend, I get it, but vibes should be high, man. Like,
somebody might be nervous.
And that's cool.
You know, but you're not making them knock off.
No. And it's just, I don't know. It's been a remarkable season. The game's Sunday night. Wednesday's the first real day of the week. Lattimore's at practice. Biotis is at practice. It's exciting, dude. I think it's cool to be excited. Let's check with our guy Ryan in Leesburg. Ryan, how the vibes, buddy?
Man, vibes are through the damn roof, man. I have never been happier. I have never seen this team look this good in my life. I'm 23 years old. The last time we won a playoff game was 2006. I've never seen nothing like this. The last time I felt like this was probably RG3. But, man, now we don't got Dan Snyder. We got a new head coach, new owner, and we got Jaden Daniels, man. I just went to the Redskins or Commanders game against the Falcons on Sunday night. Man, that game was awesome. Took a picture of Hog Farmer Chris. Vibes couldn't be higher, brother. And I just want to tell you guys how much I appreciate y'all. Listen to y'all every day. Just I appreciate y'all so much, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate it, man. Great call. Folks are fired up, dude, and they should be. Everyone deserves to be. Impromptu pep rally right here. Like,
there you go.
We're allowed to get fired up, dude.
There you go. At a pep rally. Anybody talk about the negative stuff? Hell no.
Dude, I don't even think at this point there are questions. How are you going to slow down Bucky Irving? The rush defense has been struggling for a while.
And we discussed that.
Right.
We talked about that.
And I think Baker, I think you pointed out something really interesting. You can try to speed him up or you try to slow him down.
Yeah.
Don't let him use his legs and get outside the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of real questions, but it's such an overwhelmingly good season for Washington that you got to just be through the roof about this.
Got to have fun.
Let's
remember, we won four games last year.
It's been miserable.
I'm going to leave it at that.
It's been so miserable. I don't know much about this next fella, but if your name is Grabsky and you're in Leesburg.
What are you, Grabsky?
I'm guessing the vibes are high. What up, Grabsky?
What's up, boys?
What's up, brother?
The vibes are all-time high right now. And I just have to say that comparing the Nationals' run to the World Series and going from being so low, comparing that to how we started out this season, there are some parallels. And I got to quote Davey Martinez here. Some of those bumpy roads lead to beautiful places.
Grabsky, I got to say, all of your words have been very accurate, but I thought a dude with the name Grabsky would come in a little more high energy. I got to tell you the truth. You all right? You stoned? Are you gone? Good luck, Grabsky. We'll miss you. Let's try our guy Carlos at Severna Park. What up, Los?
What up, Los?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, listen, vibes are high. I was watching the highlights from 19 years ago when Sean Taylor picked that fumble up and ran it back for a touchdown. Reminds me of the old days. I'm hyped. I wish I still got that hypeness as I was when I was a kid. But, you know, I'm 33 years old. Let's do it. And guess what, man? We got another Showtime boxing pay-per-view match between Mike Evans and Sean Lattimore. Flags are going to be thrown. Left hooks are going to be.
That's WWE there, Los.
It's going to happen, big fella. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Los. Some real-life stuff going on in L.A. Obviously, these fires are awful. The NFL has at least said they're going to monitor the area and talk to both the Rams and the Vikings and the NFLPA about playing that game Sunday night. So something else to watch. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're hoping and praying for everybody out there.
Yeah, I just talked to somebody that said there's a lot of stuff going down out there.
All right, let's finish out these phone lines. Edwin is in Silver Spring. What up, Eddie? Edwin, you there, bud?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. How you feeling? Wild card weekend upon us.
Good, man. I'm feeling good. I feel like getting that sixth seed, I feel like it was really huge, man, because I really wanted it just because I wanted us to qualify based on the old standard. I didn't want us to be like a team that, we're only in the playoffs because they expanded and that type of thing, you know. And I feel like it opens it makes us much more likely to win two games, you know, than if we ended up as a seventh seed, man. I remember the game, the last time we played Tampa in 06, you know, I remember the game. I remember the Sean Taylor returning the touchdown. I remembered him getting ejected from the game for spitting at the guy and all that stuff. You know, that seems like forever ago. And to think that long ago, that's like eras. That's not even one era. In like sports, that's like three or four or five eras ago, you know. For it to be that long, crazy. I feel like it's our time. I feel like it's our time. I feel confident. I'm loving the energy, you know, everywhere.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Well, and Edwin brought something up there. I've heard this, and I want to just set the record straight, that, yes, they have expanded the playoffs. It's now 14 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's the sixth seed.
Yeah,
so even in the old format, they'd still be in.
They would have made it.
They'd be in regardless. So they're not a beneficiary of playoff expansion. All right, I believe this is the last call. Is this DC Sam? DC Sam, where are the vibes at?
Hey, Washington Redskins, Washington Commanders. I don't care which way you go. I'm 75, almost 76, and I've been watching them and loving them since I lived across the street from Griffith Stadium. And I'm telling you that a lot of the youngsters don't know why we are so crazy about our team. Win, lose, or draw. But do you know what? They're going to beat Tampa. They're going to beat Tampa. Y'all enjoy your day and have a great year.
All right.
Thank you, brother. We got a dude calling in just saying they're going to win. How about that?
I'm with that.
That's what you're hoping for.
Hell yeah.
I think we can officially say vibes are high, B.
Vibes are very high, man. They're high. I'm telling you.
Vibes are also high for me and Paul Henry. I had to reach out to Paul. I got some work done at the house. Paul didn't do it, but I needed his advice. I need somebody that does shower glass doors, if you know anybody. Paul was the man. He's like, we don't do it. I'm going to reach out to some folks for you. That's the kind of service you get with Paul. Even stuff his company doesn't do, he's going to try to track down the right person for you. And what he's done at my house, the work he's done on the windows and the doors in my house, lowered my utility bills, made it so much significantly more comfortable just to be in the house. I can't advocate for a contractor more than Paul Henry and Paul Henry's window insulation. You work with his son Brian did a lot of the work in my house. They get the jobs done ahead of schedule and they try to save you money where they can. They are the real deal. If you call Paul this month, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. B, I know you've had similar success with Paul.
I have, and I guess you're calling Paul the cleanup man. Every time somebody comes in and do a bad job, Paul comes and fix it and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Paul has done all the windows in my house. He's done all the doors. I got some other work I want him to get done because had some work done in the past, and guess what? Starting to mess up. And I know Paul would do it and do it right. Listen, he does the job, as JP said, right the first time. Takes care of everything you need, and they finish the job very, very fast. So call Paul right now to receive $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him Beach and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
We're here, Landine. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know what happened to the Grateful Dead there, but we hope they're okay. You got me and B here as we get done with the program. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I know those guys are going to be fired up, packed show as we all kind of gear up towards Wild Card Weekend, man. It's a very different situation knowing. Listen, the last time Washington got in was 7-9. They won a really bad division.
Yeah.
They lost that wild card game. Frankly, the time before that, when Washington went in, I think they were 9-7 the Kirk year, and they won the NFC East, and then they lost to the Packers at home. Like, that's not – I don't want to downplay it. It was a winning record. But that's not particularly good to win a division at 9-7. Like, it's a down division.
Hey, it was down that year, but hey, not everybody was down.
Right. Even the RG3 year, that was last year with like real excitement, they were 10-6, won the division, lost a wild card. This is different, man. They are 12-5. To not win the division at 12-5 is a lot. Philly's been really good. They split with Philly. This just if it feels different, it's because it is. And I think it's okay if we all kind of understand that. They're 12-5 going into the playoffs. And obviously the goal is to win this week. But, man, it's been a great season. That doesn't mean slow down anything. I've been very clear how I think they win and what needs to happen to get it done. But it's cool for the vibes to be high.
Yeah.
Also cool if we make some bets. Let's get to Heard It Here first. Let's see if the song works.
Uh-huh.
All right, Jeff. Or is it White Brian now? I don't know who's in charge.
Okay. All right, there we go, Landini. It's a group effort thing, all right? Let's get it. Let them know the stats, B-Hulk.
Landini was the only winner yesterday. JP and B-Mitch, you both
hold on. White Brian, pause real quick for me, please. I like that Jeff's trying to say it's a group effort thing. Let him know the stats to White Brian. So White Brian's just in charge now, Jeff, but you're just going to bring us in and out of the song?
Yeah. It's kind of like Jeff is the hype man.
Of course.
I like it. All right, White Brian, you're up.
Mr. Landini is 1-0, and you two are 0-1.
Mister? What do you mean, you two? What the hell did Jeff do?
Bro, I'm 0-1. I wasn't here.
Okay, then. Well, he didn't say that.
Why are you worried about my record?
We just need to hear that 0-1? People on this show. I want to hear about everybody's show. White Brian is 0-1, too.
White Brian, you're going to learn something fast that B. Mitch will get mad at anybody at any moment for very, very.
No, he was working, but he wasn't in studio. He's 0-1.
Yeah, that's true. You're 0-2, right?
Yeah, he hadn't been 2 days ago. Yeah,
you're
0-2,
dog.
Yeah.
0-2. I lost last night, though, because I took the Wiz. That was not the smartest piece of action. All right, who wants what tonight?
You should go for it again.
Canucks Capitals tonight. Vancouver. Where's Adam Goss?
Man, give me the Nuggets plus 1.5.
I'd take the Sixers minus 11.
Who are the Sixers playing?
I'm going with a damn parlay, and I want the Bucks minus 4.5.
I might take whoever the Sixers are playing plus 11.
I'm also taking the Sixers minus 11.
Go ahead, JP. Take the Wizards plus 11.
I just lost with the Wiz last night, man.
Hey, go ahead and do, man. Do the company thing.
I don't know. What about college? We got in college hoops tonight. I'm going to find me a winner. White Brian, what do you want tonight?
Arkansas minus 3.5 against Ole Miss.
All right, a little SEC action. Is South Carolina any good at basketball?
No.
Dagger. Well, I'm just going to believe in the spot. Give me the South Carolina Gamecocks. I got it at plus 10.5, plus 11, Landy. What do you got it at?
Plus 10.5.
Go Cox tonight in Columbia, South Carolina. They're hosting the Alabama Crimson Tide. They are pretty damn good at basketball. Let me be clear, South Carolina, I'm not asking you to win. Just lose by like 7, and we're in business. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Rick Stroud for joining us. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Wild card vibes are high, folks.
Very high.
Keep them high. Enjoy the Caps game tonight. Get ready. Sunday, Commanders Bucks, 8 o'clock. We're going to have a pregame show on NBC4. Make sure you watch that. Watch Brian's streams on all the Commanders social channels. Grant and Danny coming up next. They're ready to rock. Wild card weekend's coming. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you a beer.